Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in on a Monday, Memorial Day, live in Los Angeles. We're honored to be here. Thank you for choosing us. This is The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we are on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and right here on FS1. Of course, it is Memorial Day, honoring the men and women who have given their lives for the freedoms we enjoy throughout this great country. Joy Taylor did a much better job than me. You've got red on, Joy. I got back at midnight last night.
It's kind of a bluish color. Okay. I have my flag also.
Oh, you do? Let me see. Yes. Look at that. Joy to the world.
Yes. Happy Memorial Day. Everyone be safe today.
Please be safe today. Be with family and be safe. It's a travel. I was in the airport last night. It is really busy out there. Please be safe. A lot of people out. Joy, it's a crazy weekend.
Wild.
Everything changed. And that's what's great about sports. You just don't know what's going to happen. So let's start with this. You ever hear sayings in life that people say all the time, but you're not sure they're true or make any sense? Like they always say, money can't buy happiness. Well, it can buy a vacation in Hawaii, and that would make me happy. So it does buy some happiness. And LeBron James yesterday, when asked after the game about Anthony Davis's injury, and you know, he said, can you carry the team? And he said, these shoulders were built for a reason. And I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense, because those shoulders have already been swept twice in finals when they were younger shoulders. Okay. LeBron needs help. That's what I know. And I looked over the box score this morning from the game last night. And you have this, the Phoenix Suns have five different guys in a double figures, actually six different guys in double figures. Lots of players played well. And then I look at the Lakers box score, and it's a lot of 6 points and -8 and -15 and four turnovers. And I think to myself, if you take out Anthony Davis from this current Lakers roster, who can you count on? Kyle Kuzma? LeBron's body language tells you Kuzma drives him nuts. Montrezl Harrell, he's in the doghouse. Andre Drummond's a big body, but mostly gets in the way of LeBron trying to drive and score at the basket. KCP, I like him. Good in the bubble last year, but wildly inconsistent. Dennis Schroeder, never quite sure what I'm going to get, but I do like his game. This is becoming the 2018 Cavs when Kyrie Irving left and went to Boston, and you had talented but kooky J.R. Smith, often hurt Kevin Love, limited Tristan Thompson, one-dimensional Kyle Korver, old George Hill. I know, Laker fans, you don't want to hear it, but it's becoming the 2018 Cavs. And LeBron had to play perfect for that team to win playoff series. And the perfect days for LeBron, and he had years where he played almost perfect. Those days are over. The relentless jet fuel to LeBron James, he's human. It's his 18th year. And so what's interesting about LeBron, for the last 12 years, he has been searching for what Michael Jordan got. It's the ultimate gift, and some of it's luck. LeBron's been searching for a Scottie Pippen. Committed as Michael was, mentally tough as Michael was, physical, always healthy, in his prime, always there, playing hurt, playing sick. And LeBron just can't find it. He just keeps bouncing around the country. Cleveland, first 7 years, couldn't get him one. Then Miami had D. Wade, but he was past his prime and struggled playing at the end of that run in back-to-backs. And then he went back to Cleveland, and Kevin Love was hurt a lot, and Kyrie was a flake, and now he's in Los Angeles, and Anthony Davis, bless his 28-year-old brittle body, cannot stay healthy. He's looking for the Pippen. He's looking for it. You know, Michael was lucky. Scotty was in his prime. Scotty was ascending. Scotty was aspirational. Scotty was mostly healthy. Scotty took care of his body. Scotty worked as hard as Michael in the weight room. And LeBron's just been looking for Scotty Pippen for 10 years, and he can't find him. Everywhere he goes. And it's nothing against Anthony Davis, but as hard as you work in life, sometimes luck plays a factor. And as committed as LeBron James has been, as focused and often obsessed as LeBron James has been, his career now is about two things which he can't control: luck and fate. The Lakers cannot win any big series against any top team, East or West, without Anthony Davis. Without Anthony, they can't. And Anthony Davis is a 6'11 and a half guy that had a growth spurt between his junior and senior year of high school. So he slashes and he runs the floor like a big. And what happens to guys who run the floor and slash? They get knocked down. And when you're 7 feet, that is a long way to go to hit that hard NBA floor. And Anthony gets hurt a lot. And he's got a very unique body. I mean, how many people in America are 7 feet tall? It's a unique. That's why point guards don't get hurt nearly as much as centers in the history of the NBA. So LeBron has been totally committed and totally focused, and he's at a point he will win no more titles in his career without luck and without fate. Fate. That's it. That's what his career is. And it just goes to show, nobody can do it on an island. LeBron's not winning. Michael Jordan won a single playoff game. Forget series. Michael Jordan won a single playoff game before he got Scottie Pippen. Okay, so I don't want to hear LeBron can do it. These shoulders are built for their shoulders. And those shoulders have already been swept twice in finals. You need help. LeBron's in his 18th year. Now it's crossing your fingers time. That's his career. And so I want to segue to the Clippers. So when we left Friday, Joy and I did the show Friday. And when we left Friday, here's what we were thinking. Whew. Lakers just going to drive right into the finals. Clippers, oh, this is embarrassing. Oh, the weekend changed everything. First of all, Chris Paul appears now mostly healthy. And the Suns appear to be the better team of the two when Chris Paul's healthy. AD is now hurt. And Kawhi Leonard appears to be, next to Kevin Durant, the world's best basketball player. He is on fire. This is the Kawhi you thought you were getting if you were Steve Ballmer. What a difference a weekend makes. The Western Conference is wacky this year. First of all, it's 8 question marks. The home teams in 15 games are 5-10. Many of the stars in the West are hurt. LeBron's not 100%. AD's hurt. Chris Paul's been hurt. Donovan Mitchell's been hurt. Luka's now got a nerve thing, a neck thing. He's hurt. So it's all sorts of question marks. So, and we all know this, especially in the West, because it's been so good. And it's okay to admit this. Nobody ever wants to admit they got a break in life. We all want it to, you know, fall on us. Hey, it was my hard work. I am successful because I worked hard. I am in no way discounting how hard you work. I work, Joy works. Everybody in America works. I'm not discounting that. But you need breaks. Even the world's best athletes need breaks. And I'll give you an example. Last year, the Lakers got a huge, bizarre break. It's called a pandemic. Colin, how's that a break? Because Anthony Davis is brittle, can't get through a season. LeBron was old. They got a 4.5-month hiatus in the middle of a season. That's the healthiest AD has ever been and the most energized. Joey and I would say every night, it's like LeBron looks like he's like 21 again. Big break. Year before, Raptors got a significant break. Klay Thompson and KD got hurt in the finals. Remember that? The Warriors could not stay healthy. Year before that, Warriors actually got a break. Chris Paul with the Houston Rockets, they led the series. Houston was controlling the Warriors. Chris Paul gets hurt. Warriors get into the finals. 2016, Cleveland got a break. Remember Draymond Green got suspended? 2015, Golden State got breaks. Kevin Love and Kyrie for LeBron both get hurt in the finals. So even the great teams, you need breaks. And the Clippers got a little break this weekend. AD got hurt and Luka got hurt. And now the question is, can the Clippers do what historically they've never done? Take advantage of the breaks. Okay, that's where the individual comes in. You get breaks in life, can you take advantage of it? But what I saw this weekend from Kawhi Leonard, he has the best playoff stat so far in the history of the game for non-centers. He's 62% from the floor, 33 points a game. And what's interesting with anybody's history or the Clippers' history, the Clippers are largely the Chicago Cubs. Losing, losing, decades of losing, lovable losers, and everything just sticks to you. When you're losing as a franchise, everything sticks. The stories never go away. You know, all the weird stuff, they talk about it for 100 years. But the minute the Cubs won, Steve Bartman who? Lovable losers what? Wrigleyville's cool. It all disappears. That's what titles do. Just Windex. They wipe all the bad stuff off. And that's the Clippers. The Clippers, it's been, oh, they can't win the big game. And Steve Ballmer, oh, Paul George is this. And the Clippers' history is just a bunch of underachieving, big promises, big hat, no cattle. But if they win, get out the Windex bottle. It all goes away. That's what happened to the Cubs. For years and years, you talked about superstition, and it was Bartman, and it was all those stories are done. None of them matter. When the losers finally win, it's all erased. Nobody cares. Let's throw a party. And after this weekend, what I saw with Kawhi and the Clippers, and I didn't think it was possible Friday, oh, that's probably the best team in the West. Probably the best team in the West. All right, good stuff today. We are, I was on a flight last night where two people were kicked off, eventually let back on, and you're hearing story after story after story in America where people have been cooped up, and there's a lot of angst, and they can't behave themselves on airlines, and especially at sporting events. It's reached a really ugly point in the NBA, and we'll discuss that next. Live in Los Angeles, here on Memorial Day, thanks for choosing us. It's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome in. It's Memorial Day. Fallen soldiers, we federal holiday today, mourning those who have given their lives to often enrich ours. And we thank you. There's a lot of choices today. Hopefully the weather is good where you're at. And hang out with family. So crazy NBA week. We've got a trend in America, and you're seeing really bad behavior in a lot of places. And I'll get to the Kevin Durant talked about it this weekend. And to his credit, he acknowledged we've all been sort of pent up. Like the rest of you, I'm sitting on an airline last night where the airline let it sit on the tarmac for hours and it was 100 degrees on the plane and we're all sweating and we have to wear masks and the air conditioning's not working. Listen, we're all making adjustments. We're all sacrificing. But in a week in the NBA, Atlanta's Trae Young has been spit on. Russell Westbrook had popcorn poured on him, and Kyrie Irving had a water bottle thrown at him. Now, the NBA is very unique in basketball as a whole. The proximity, fans to players, it's insane how close it is. I've gone to NBA games. You have, I'm sure, in your life. You can talk to players. I mean, the only thing I can compare it to in the history of sports is I once went to Wimbledon, and unless it's center court, you can sit at the courts and literally talk to the players. They'll come over and grab a ball. And you're, you know, a foot from an athlete. In the NBA, you can talk to players. They're right on top of you. And that is a visceral connection, which apparently after three beers is hard for a lot of people to handle. So there's a saying, you've heard this saying before, this is why we can't have nice things. Bad behavior. And for years and years, this is a trend I've noticed. that it's not enough money that the TV networks pay these billionaires who own the NBA millions of dollars a year, more seats on top of players in the tunnel. The media, not that anybody cares, now sits in the second deck. So you can put three more seats down for the billionaire owner to make more money with his NBA team. And maybe the answer is back the fans off the players. Three games Wednesday and three incidents. Now, at least this clown, a 21-year-old Cole Buckley is his name. And yes, I'm going to call out people who do this. It's embarrassing and they should be shamed. At least he was arrested. This whole, we're going to ban you from the arena. I can't speak for a lot of you, but a lot of people just go to one game, two games in their life because it's very expensive. So banning people from an arena, let's be honest, the people who are doing this are usually not adults, longtime season ticket holders. They're young kids, probably got free tickets or tickets from a friend. They go and act like this, and oh, you're banned, doesn't stop anything. They often call local radio shows and brag about their behavior. Make it assault. That's what they've done in Boston. Make it assault. You know, if you want to stop bad behavior, I'll give you an example. Just make the result more punitive. College football and college basketball has had cheating forever. And it's always been simple to me. Why is there cheating? Because if I wanted to pay a college athlete, what's the punishment? Make it a felony, 10-year prison sentence. And Billy Bob down south going to put that hundy back in his wallet rather quickly. There is so much cheating and $100 bills given all over college sports. Make it a felony. That businessman, I mean, he likes that 18-year-old wide receiver. Doesn't like him that much. If you start treating these as assault, people throwing stuff at athletes, watch the results. And again, I know the proximity in basketball is intense. It's you're right on top. But maybe it's time for the owners. They don't need any more commas in their revenue and net worth. Push it back. Okay, get off the court. Fewer seats jammed around the tunnel. Give players space. I thought Kevin Durant eloquently summed it up.
At some point, I know that being in the house for a year and a half with the pandemic, got a lot of people on edge, got a lot of people stressed out. But when you come to these games, you got to realize, man, these men are human. You know, we're not animals. We're not in a circus. You coming to the game is not all about you as a fan. So have some respect for the game. Have some respect for these human beings. And have some respect for yourself. Your mother wouldn't be proud of you throwing water bottles at basketball players or spitting on players or tossing popcorn. So go to and enjoy the game. You know, it's bigger than you.
Believe it or not, when I go to games, I go for the athletes, not the fans. When I go to watch a comedian once or twice a year, I don't go for the heckler. I go for the jokes. It's an important thing to remember. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I wonder how Aaron Rodgers feels about this little rumor.
Oh, I saw that.
The Falcons have been fielding calls about potential trades for Julio Jones, and a new team has entered the discussion. There's been some talk about the Patriots, the Titans. Well, now the Seahawks have reportedly reached out to Atlanta about acquiring Julio Jones. Russell Wilson has also apparently been in touch, reportedly been in touch with Julio, and they've talked about the possibility of playing together. This report's from Diana Rossini. Obviously, the Seahawks already have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and they signed Gerald Everett and traded for guard Gabe Jackson this offseason. So, you know, throwing a little bit of muscle around has certainly seemed to change and shift the narrative and relationship between the Seahawks and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, we have both been very critical of the Seahawks, but I think we're also acknowledging now they listen to Russell.
No, I think that this is exactly how it should have worked out. This is what makes sense. You have your Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime. He's unhappy, By the way, not unhappy because he doesn't get all green Oreos in his locker every day.
Right.
He's unhappy because he wants more help on the offensive line and he'd like some skill position players.
Now, what's interesting about this, Joy, is that the Atlanta Falcons want a first-round pick for this. And remember, Seattle gave up two firsts to get Jamal Adams. By the way, Jamal Adams is a great player.
Right.
Safeties really aren't worth two firsts. So when Seattle came out and made that deal, I remember saying, I think Jamal Adams is what Seattle needs, but two firsts is rich.
Well, they don't have a first-round pick until 2023 now because of that.
Yeah, so Atlanta probably wants more help for Matt Ryan or the new coach before 2023. So this is where, you know, giving away those first-round draft picks, I'm for, but when you start giving two and three away, be careful. Because Seattle, if they had a first-round pick, if they just given Jamal Adams one, this morning could give a first-round pick to Atlanta and probably has Julio Jones. Be careful. I mean, I am for giving up first-round picks if you can get a Jalen Ramsey, if you can get, you know, a Julio Jones is worth a late first-round to me.
Sure.
But Jamal Adams, as much as I like him, is worth maybe a first-round pick, a third, and a safety, and Seattle gave up two firsts, and I think it's going to cost them because I don't know how are they going to get Julio Jones.
I mean, several mid-round picks, I guess, maybe. They have seven picks in the 2022 draft. Trading for players doesn't make a whole lot of sense because the purpose of moving Julio Jones is to move money.
Right.
So I don't know what they would get in return as far as players go. And obviously he is worth a first-round pick.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I don't know how they would make it work, especially if there's a better offer on the table because that's what the Falcons are going to take rather than just doing a deal with the Seahawks because, you know, relationships or whatever. But, I mean, while this story is about the Seahawks, you can't help but think about Rodgers.
Oh, geez.
Because this is the situation. Like, Russell Wilson was unhappy, complained about it, and they got together and figured it out. And that's really, like, how it should go. And now, the Seahawks, I don't think, were disrespectful to Russell Wilson. He was just a little frustrated with the direction.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it was as hostile a situation as it is in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hostile because he has asked for certain things and has gotten none of them. I mean, Russell Wilson twice has made it clear he's not happy. First with his contract, they solved it in an hour. And then it's like, hey, I'm getting hit a lot here, and I'm mobile, and I'm getting sacked 45 times a year, and they answered it. So I will give Seattle's front office credit. Aggressive wins in sports, and they have absolutely upgraded at guard, tight end, coordinator, and potentially at wide receiver if they make this happen.
Well, not the best start to my weekend. Bucks completed the sweep, eliminated the Heat.
Why? It was bad.
In the playoffs on Saturday. It was brutal. Miami did get their early jump. They led by 7 at the half, but Milwaukee made quick work of that in the third quarter. Giannis had a triple-double, 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 15 assists, 123-103 Game 4 win. And now they have a little time off as they wait for the winner of Nets and Celtics.
I'll tell you what, though. Let's not discount this. Milwaukee's a much better team than last year.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about last year. Yeah. I don't know why.
They added three players.
I don't know why that's like even a conversation because immediately it was like, oh, bubble frauds. Like, if the Heat were bubble frauds, how bad was your team last year?
Right.
Like, last year has nothing to do with this year.
No.
It's a new team.
They added three players. Good players.
Significant players.
Physical players.
Yes. And they contributed. Like,
yes.
That's what happens. If you're not aggressive, you just said, aggressive wins in sports. The Heat did not improve enough. They lost some valuable pieces.
Yeah.
And so this is what happens. You lose to a better team, which is what listen, the Bucks were supposed to win this series. We just thought it would be more competitive because the Heat should be more competitive, and they've given the Bucks trouble in the past.
So Milwaukee added three players, but because they're not glamorous, dazzling offensive players, nobody gave it credit. But Forbes from San Antonio,
PJ Tucker, Drew Holiday,
they're all guys willing to play defense. And it's like the reality of the NBA is we don't tend to pay attention much to moves unless it's like KD goes here or AD goes there. But Milwaukee went and got three aggressive players. They can all play defense. Drew Holiday's arguably the league's most underrated player for a decade. So you added an all-star and two other really good players. That's why Milwaukee looks so much better.
Yes, it has nothing to do with last year. Those players weren't there last year. Now, it doesn't help that Tyler Hero averaged 9.3 points this series either. But yeah, the Heat have a lot of work to do, but the Bucks made quick work of them. So Damian Lillard struggled shooting in game four. That did not stop the Blazers from evening the series with the Nuggets, two games apiece. Dame was 1-for-10 from the field, but Norman Powell stepped up in a big way. Matched his career playoff high of 29 points with a 115-95 win. He made 4 3-pointers and was 11-of-15. And the series shifts now back to Denver for game five. Nuggets coach Michael Malone is hoping this is a wake-up call for his team. He called out the players after the game, saying that the starters were awful and some guys looked scared and played soft in the loss. Jokic only had 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 assist. He was the team's leading scorer, so that's not going to get it done.
Well, Joey, this is one of those things that sounds trite, but when people say you got to know how to win, that's a real thing. Like, Denver doesn't have a recent history of winning a lot of series. So we know Denver's talented, but when the coach says that, like, we look scared, that's the advantage you get from a Kawhi Leonard when you go get him, is that, he's been in the finals, he's been in these big series. This is what Milwaukee is transitioning to, how to learn how to win a series. And so, you know, once they lost Jamal Murray, everybody else, all these C players, C-plus guys, have to step up, and, like, they're not consistently for Denver.
I mean, I just don't, you really cannot replace a player like Jamal Murray. Even if everyone steps up, you're going to have to do that every single night, and that they're not Jamal Murray, so that's not how it's going to work out. I thought this was going to be a long series, and I picked the Blazers anyway, but it's been very competitive. It's going to be difficult, even if they do make it past this round, the Nuggets, to compensate for not having Jamal out there.
Yeah, good stuff. Joy with the news.
That's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
It is. It was crazy. Friday, we thought one thing, and today, the Clippers-Mavericks series. Let's go to Chris Broussard joining us live. So, Chris, a lot of it feels like Luka is not the same player. Is it just that easy because of the injury, or do you think it's the credit should go to the Clippers, the excuses shouldn't go to Luka's health? How do you see the turn in this series?
No, I'm going to give the Clippers credit. I think they've shown some mental toughness that after looking at them in the bubble last year against Denver and the first two games this year against Dallas, I didn't think they had.
Yeah.
So their backs were against the wall. Kawhi was getting crushed. Paul George was getting crushed. Ty Lue was getting criticized.
Yep.
And they all came out to play in Dallas. So give them credit. Remember, Doc Rivers, what was the biggest criticism of him last year after they lost? He didn't make adjustments. Even Paul George came out and said it. Ty Lue goes small. And that was a big advantage for the Clippers. And it looked, look, their problem really wasn't offense. They were scoring even in the first two games, especially game two. Kawhi's been phenomenal. Their problem was defense. And in Dallas, they looked like they were finally figured out something against the Mavericks. They defended them well. And the Mavericks came back to earth. They were shooting lights out from three in Los Angeles, and they came back to the mean. And so, look, I don't think this series is over by any stretch, but give the Clippers some credit. They came out and you know, game three, if they had lost that, it was over. And they were down big early. And they rallied, so give them the credit.
You know, it's interesting. There's been so many injuries in the Suns-Lakers series. Chris Paul hurt, now he's back. So he starts healthy, then he gets hurt. Now he looks healthy again. AD banged up, then he's great, then he gets hurt again. But I was sitting there and I was thinking, as I was watching that yesterday, if nobody would have been hurt in this series, AD was healthy and Chris Paul was healthy, I'm not sure the Lakers are better. I'm really not, because it's easy to, I know it's easy to say, well, the Lakers are healthy. But Anthony Davis's aggressiveness ebbs and flows game to game. Chris Paul's leadership does not. And I actually think Phoenix matches up very well with the Lakers. I think it's a good matchup for them. I this morning I look at it and I think, if AD's got a groin strain, so he'll not be 100%, I think it's Phoenix's series. I think this morning it's Phoenix's series. What say you?
Well, look, I think the Lakers were the superior team when healthy. Like you said, everybody on both teams healthy. I'm going with the Lakers, and I'm not hesitant whatsoever because LeBron, when he's got a guy like AD as his wingman, as we saw with Kyrie and Dwayne Wade, he's winning most of their series. So I would have went with the Lakers. But I do agree with you in that if AD can't play, and remember, before the groin injury, he was questionable with the strained knee. So I don't know, even if he is able to play, how well is he going to play? He wasn't good in the first half yesterday before he got hurt. So with a compromised or absent Anthony Davis, I am with you in that the Suns should win this series. The question is, can LeBron carry the Lakers by himself? Well, LeBron, that's too much to ask, I think, at 36 years of age. He has not beaten a team as good as Phoenix without a second star since 2007.
Yeah.
When he beat Detroit with Rasheed Wallace and Chauncey Billups and all those guys, and they got to the finals. Since then, he's always had either a great player as a teammate or they lost. In 2018 in Los Angeles, he wasn't able to get them to the playoffs, and when he came back from the groin injury, they went 8-13. This year, in February and March, they were 7-7 with LeBron healthy, but no AD. So Phoenix has now three of the best four players in the series.
Yeah,
if you take AD out, so it's too much to ask of LeBron.
When you watch these playoffs, a lot of what I'm seeing, I kind of understand. Like, the one thing, as I look at all these playoffs, what Miami was not beaten, they were crushed. And it's really interesting. Jimmy Butler's body language, he's a pretty authentic guy. What he feels, he'll tell you. And he didn't like playing with young guys in Chicago. He got very frustrated. And in Philadelphia, he got tired of Simmons and Embiid's lack of chemistry. And I watched this Miami series, and I watched Jimmy Butler's body language. He got outplayed by Forbes. And I'm thinking to myself, Jimmy Butler, they either blow this thing up in Miami, or I don't know. Jimmy Butler, you could lose him again. What do you make? I know we don't usually talk about teams that are out of the playoffs, but Miami has a rich history. What do you make of that mess down there?
Well, first of all, and I hate to break this to Joy, they are what we thought they were. All right, Colin, there was pixie dust. There was pixie dust in the bubble. All right, I don't know what was going on in the bubble that enabled them to get to the finals. All right, they're not that good. They're not that good, and Jimmy Butler is a very good, a legitimate all-star player. He's not a superstar. We were talking about him last year like he was the LeBron versus Jimmy Butler. No, he can't shoot. And last year in the bubble, as I said, pixie dust was flying around. He was able to hit the outside shot for some reason. Okay, this year he went back to normal. In the playoffs, he didn't get hot from three. And a lot of the guys, I heard Joy mention Tyler Hero averaging 9 points, in the playoffs. So they are not. Look at that roster. Is that roster scaring anybody? Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Goran Dragic. I know they can shoot and all that. And Spoelstra's a great coach. But no, they're just not that good. And Jimmy Butler is high maintenance. When he was a free agent a few years ago, Colin, there were teams that told me, we don't want just Jimmy Butler. If he's available, and to be honest, a lot of them said the same thing about Kyrie Irving. We don't want either one of them by themselves. Now, if we have to take them to get KD, then we'll do it.
Right.
But we don't want either one of them by themselves. And that's what you're kind of seeing play out in Miami. Look, I like Jimmy. He plays as hard as anybody in the league. He has turned himself into a star. We all know his rags to riches tale. But he's a high-maintenance guy, and we've seen it everywhere he's been, Chicago, Minnesota. And now we'll see how this ends in Miami.
Wednesday we had three games and three incidents. If you count Ja Morant's family, people saying terrible things to his family in Utah, there's four different incidents with players. And, as I watch it, my takeaway has been for years I've watched this where, and nobody cares about the media, but they put the media in the upper deck, and now more fans on top of players around the tunnel so we can make more money. I mean, fans are on the players, and I watch these incidents, and I guess, you know, I was on an airline last night, an airline I love, and they were throwing people off the plane, and I understand we've all been cooped up and the masks. I get it, right? But, like, there's an issue right now in the NBA that for some reason in the last week, Chris, is brutal, throwing stuff at players. I like the idea that make this assault, get them out, period, not just ban them from the arena. But when you talk to players and the league, this is not something the NFL faces or hockey faces or baseball faces. Does the league get how serious this is?
Oh, yeah, and that's why they're coming down hard on these, or, you know, working with the police forces in the various cities to come down hard on these fans, because no one wants a redo of the Malice at the Palace. And you see that the players are not having it anymore. Russell Westbrook was trying to get up to the fan, and we don't want to see that. So the only answer is for the league and law enforcement to come down so hard that it is a deterrent to these fans to do it. This kid, 21 years old in Boston, he's banned from TD Garden for life. And now his name and his photos all over the place. I would think that would be a deterrent to the next fan that's thinking about, oh, let me have a little fun and throw a water bottle or whatever it is at a player. And so that's what the players want to see. And, you know, we heard on Inside the NBA last night, Shaq and Charles Barkley, Derrick Rose mentioned it last week. Oh, this has always happened. You know, fans have dumped beer on family members and thrown things at us as players. This generation, and I applaud them, they're not having it. They are not going for it anymore. Russell Westbrook, Kyrie Irving, they're saying, look, you can jeer, you can boo, you can have signs, all that, but respect us as human beings. And that can't be overstated, Colin, because you hear players saying, Kevin Durant said, we're not animals. Obviously, there's racial undertones to that when you consider the history of this country. And they're saying, we're not animals. We're not in a zoo. And so this is really somewhat of an outgrowth of the players' activism for Black Lives Matter against police brutality and the vote and things like that. And I applaud them for saying, just treat us with respect and dignity. We're not just here to entertain you. Yes, that's what we're doing, but we're also human beings. So you have to respect us.
Yeah. Chris, have a great Memorial weekend and day today with you and your family. Thanks so much. We always know you're busy. You were on the show this morning, first things first. I heard you driving in. You did a great job, and I want to thank you for stopping by our show today.
Thanks, Colin. Enjoyed it, man.
You bet. So top of the hour, where Colin is right, where Colin is wrong. That's me. I'm both a lot. We'll do that to start the next hour. Coming up next, you know, Aaron Rodgers gives me so many different opinions. Sometimes I'm in his corner. Sometimes he drives me nuts. And I think that's the way I should treat him, because sometimes I think he is great and sometimes I think he is condescending. So I don't have one opinion on Aaron Rodgers because he's a complex guy. I always say this about Kevin Durant. I don't have one opinion on Kevin Durant. I love what he said yesterday. Other times, I think he's too passive aggressive. So I'm not going to have, you know, Baker Mayfield, it's mostly one opinion, because I kind of get the same guy every day. But with Aaron, I got to support him today. I criticized him last week. I got to support him today. And that's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Colin Wright, Colin Wrong on this Memorial Day, top of next hour. So there's a report that the Seahawks are emerging as a favorite to land wide receiver, veteran wide receiver, expensive wide receiver Julio Jones. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to do it. Seattle gave up a couple of firsts to get Jamal Adams. Atlanta wants a first. Maybe they'll take a couple of second-round picks. Seattle has never been shy. In fact, nobody in the NFC West, because the division is so great, has been shy about giving up top picks to get top players. But when I saw this headline, I will be honest, and I'm from the Pacific Northwest, my first thought was Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is sitting there. Think about the other top quarterbacks in the league. Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs rebuilt his offensive line. Lamar Jackson got more receivers. Matt Ryan got Kyle Pitts. Russell Wilson got a new tight end, a new coordinator, a new guard, and they drafted a wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers, crickets. So I thought to myself, yeah, I try to put myself in the position of athletes when you get into these situations. What would I think? Yeah, I think I would be ticked off after a while. I think I would be annoyed by this. But the Seahawks, to their credit, when Russell was upset, the Seahawks went to marriage counseling. They talked. They met with a counselor. They expressed their grievances. They decided to come together, listen to each other. And Seattle has upgraded his O-line. They're more athletic now at tight end with Gerald Everett. They got a new coordinator. They're going to be more aggressive. They re-signed Chris Carson and the fullback. So Seattle went to marriage counseling, and they expressed their displeasure, and they listened to one another. Green Bay and Aaron can't even get a meeting scheduled. They can't agree on a therapist. And so if you're Aaron Rodgers, just think of what he is watching this offseason. So Joe Burrow has been in the NFL for an hour. He wanted the Bengals to draft a wide receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, who he played collegiate football with. They did. Last year, the Cowboys didn't need a wide receiver, but they drafted C.D. Lamb to get Dak more help. I mean, I don't even know if that Miami GM likes Tua, but they went and drafted Jalen Waddle, and they certainly could have gone in other directions. So Aaron can drive me nuts, but when I saw this Julio Jones emerging as a potential Seahawk, my first thought was, I mean, look at how Kansas City treats Patrick Mahomes. Look at how Buffalo treats Josh Allen. Baltimore treats Lamar Jackson. Tampa Bay retained everybody. These organizations listen to their star quarterbacks, support them, keep furnishing them with wide receivers. Buffalo's really done it beautifully. Every year, they just add a slot receiver, Stephon Diggs. You know, just you can't solve all the issues in one offseason. But, you know, if Russell Wilson does get Julio Jones, and I'm not sure how they can make it work. I'm really not, because I just don't think they have the picks that Atlanta would want. And I do think Julio Jones, Tennessee needs him badly. I think New England definitely needs number one. But, you know, and I can be critical of Aaron. But when you see a headline like that, you can see Aaron saying, listen, I'm already sacrificing. I'm with a franchise without an owner. We don't get free agents. You know, we're more of a developmental franchise in drafts than we are go get stars. So, you know, Aaron has his moments, but you do have to sacrifice certain things when you play with the Packers. That's understood. Now, let's not make it sound like the Packers don't support Aaron. They develop offensive lines as well as any football team in the NFL. They have for years. New England and the Packers, they don't draft first-round picks on the O-line. They get third, fourth, fifth, sixth-round guys. They become Pro Bowlers. And they are an organization that is generally, fundamentally well-run. It's a well-run organization. But you start looking around the league, and you look what everybody got, all the star quarterbacks got, and I see Aaron sitting around going, guys, can you get me J.J. Watt? Can you? Aaron's not asking. He's asking for an occasional phone call if you're going to draft his replacement. He's not asking for the world here. And I can't blame him for looking at Tommy Brady down in Tampa going, can you just not draft my replacement? That's all I'm asking for here. Hour two next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.